Welcome to Bubbles.
Bubbles. Speaking of bubbles, we got boba for the first time in like forever.
People of Earth, how are you?
Good. I think they're good. I don't know.
I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And we're the co-hosts of this podcast called Bubbles. What do we do on Bubbles, James?
We talk.
We talk about what?
Bubbles.
Water. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what the show is about, please?
Bubbles in water and water.
And people and things.
And axolotls.
But, like, the core value of the show is what?
Water.
What about water?
Minerality and all that.
Good water. What's good water versus bad water?
Yep.
What's healthy for you versus what's just marketing from the big companies, like their alkaline water and stuff.
Yeah.
Staying hydrated, clean water for everybody, water processing.
Yeah.
And premium water that we enjoy.
Premium water. Nom nom nom.
So what's on tap for the show today? It's a huge show. We've got tons of stuff to get into. What should we start with?
Oh, there he is. He's moving
in. You mentioned that we just got boba?
Yes, we did.
Yeah?
Yes.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
So we got a haircut. We got a haircut, and it was a nice haircut. We're looking good, looking fresh.
Looking fresh.
And then we went to get boba for the first time in, like, I don't even know, a month? More than a month. And it was very tasty. We got, like, we got the same order. I just got extra boba, and he got ice, and I didn't. So, yeah.
Good. And how's your new pet doing?
Axel, he's doing good. Now he's moving again. He was, like, frozen for a while.
He's a weird little dude, I gotta tell you that.
He's been so active today. It's kind of insane.
I think he likes that water nice and cold. And then, have you been testing the water?
Yeah, I have been. Everything's been really good, actually, except for the hardness of the water.
And how have you been adjusting that?
With aquarium salt.
There you go.
He's good now. He's been good, but he's even better now. And he's been moving around a lot more recently, so that's good. We're getting comfortable.
We're gonna have to clean that tank soon, huh? I see he's got some stuff down there in the bottom of the tank.
Uh-huh. We've gotta clean this soon. The stuff hasn't come yet, but it should come fairly quickly.
Axel excrement? Is that what that is?
Sure. Axel excrement. Let's go with that.
All right. So what's on tap for the Bubbles podcast today, James?
Well, we've got quite a few new water alerts. We've got, I guess, a couple topics. I don't know if you have any news in the water world.
I do.
Topo facts. And we've got a fun time ahead of us.
Right on. So let's get into it. So, what are the waters on the show today?
Well, today we have Gelson's 100% natural spring water.
Okay.
We have Saratoga sparkling.
I'm so excited to try this Saratoga water. I've been following them on Instagram. I've never seen it, and so happy to try it. What else is on the podcast?
And then we have one that we've had before, which is Castle Rock water.
Is that a still or a sparkling?
Let's see. The one that we had before was sparkling, I'm pretty sure. And this is a... Does not say...
And what's this other fancy little bottle that we have here?
It does not say. I'm not sure if that's a still or a sparkling. We'll come back to it. It doesn't say any added carbonation, so I'm going to assume that it's still, but maybe not. And then the last one we have here is actually not a water.
It's not a water!
It's a mixed fruit-flavored soda, but it's completely clear. And it's from, I think, Turkey.
From Turkey?
So
wow! Where'd you get that water from Turkey?
Well, actually,
soda.
We got the Saratoga and the Turkish soda from the same place. We got it from a cafe called Utopia Cafe.
Oh, Utopia Cafe. That place is dope, right? Is that in Tustin, California?
I think so. Yeah, it's really tasty, actually. They have a lot of good food and drinks there. And we saw these in their little, I don't know what to call it. Like, the
display case?
Yeah, it's in, like, Starbucks, too. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Where they serve, like, the cold case. All that, yeah. And we found these two, and we're like, oh, wow, what a find.
How did you get over to Utopia?
Sorry, I'm kind of out of it still. Still a little sick. It's okay.
Yeah, my podcast co-host here is suffering a little bit of a cold, so if he sounds a little bit low energy, that's all that is.
Hopefully you won't have to hear my sickly voice next week, but,
hopefully you'll have your strong voice back next week. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we biked there, actually.
You did?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It's a pretty short ride, actually. Only, like, 3.5 miles.
But I guess it was an interesting ride back carrying these waters, and then also you brought a treat for me.
Yeah, we bought a dozen macaroons, and that's his favorite, like, food.
Well, for people that that know me, they know that I really like water, premium water, as does James. But also, one of my favorite things is French macaroons.
Yeah,
if they're done right.
He loves them if they're done right. And we like to try new places. Our favorite is still Honey and Butter Macaroons.
Honey and Butter, yep.
Irvine Spectrum Center. So
shout
if you're
out.
Ever near there, go there. They're so good.
The best.
So good. But we found a new second place.
Yes. What's it called?
Flip Pan. Macaroons. And they have some good flavors, too. And they're, like, super unknown. There's nobody there at all.
They were really good. So the thing about macaroons is usually either they taste good or they look really pretty. And it's hard to do both, to make them look the way they should look and taste very flavorful, like the flavor that you want.
And Honey and Butter, they managed to do both extremely well. What is he doing? I'm sorry. We have to start doing, you know what I think we should do?
What?
We should start doing visual podcasts, but instead of it on us, we should have a table set up with a phone just looking at Axel's tank. So you can see what he's doing.
Yeah, because it's an audio podcast, so if you're distracted by Axel and talking about him, the listeners won't know.
Uh-huh. So what he was doing just now is, I'll get back to the macaroons in a second, but he was, like, by his, like, one of his rock structure areas, and he started doing, like, a handstand thing, and he started swimming into the ground head first. It was kind of funny. He was, like, flailing around.
He's a weird little dude.
He is very weird. One of his favorite things to do is to swim into, like, into a glass wall and then just keep swimming into it. He loves to just, like, swim in place. Just, like, yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, James, but I'm very, very thirsty.
I'm very thirsty, but I want to finish our macaroon
thing
first. So,
What's your favorite flavor of macaroon?
Oh, I'm not sure. I like a lot of flavors, but, the black sesame one we had yesterday was so good. So, Honey and Butter, they managed to do both extremely well. They're, like, big macaroons, too, and they have awesome flavors.
Yes.
Like, they have, like, fruity pebbles and stuff like that, like, kind of crazy flavors. And they're so tasty every time. But, yeah, we found a second place recently. They're not as pretty, not as big, but they taste great. They taste great, and they have some good flavors, too. Like, they had green tea, red velvet, pumpkin,
black sesame. There was a dark chocolate one that had dark chocolate in the middle. Oh, so good.
Yeah. So, that's our macaroon rant.
Yeah, good with a nice cup of coffee and then a premium sparkling water to go with those. That's always good.
Yeah. So, which one do you want to start with here?
Well, what's that noise?
I'm not sure what the noise is, but I think Axel knows. He's got his gills up and he's listening to it.
Yes.
He knows it's some type of alert. It's an alert to do with water, and he loves water. And that's a...
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Yes, it is a few new water alerts, really.
Yes. Well, let's start with this one. This is Gelson's 100% natural spring water, sourced from legendary Opal Springs.
Ooh.
Have you heard about legendary Opal Springs?
No.
No, me neither. So it says here on the back, from the heart of Oregon comes the finest natural water in the world, Gelson's water. Fed by the Cascade Mountain Range, Gelson's water follows nature's ancient course through huge volcanic lava flows, some up to 300 million years old. It's the journey through the flows that naturally filters our special water, giving it great taste and clarity. Well, I wonder what about the like total dissolved solids and what's going on in this water.
Has to be pretty special because I can't imagine there's much volcanic rock in Oregon.
Well, why don't you pour us some while I go ahead and look that up if I can find it.
All right, let's see. Got that open. Some for you. Get it up close to the mic here because I know maybe like one or two of you come for the ASMR. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? There we go. Alright. Oh, wow. Awesome. I will be right back because I need to pick up that cat that I just dropped. It slid across the entire room.
Well, I have located some information about Opal Springs here northwest. So first of all, cheers, James.
Cheers.
Opal Springs are sources so naturally pure that no need to engage environmentally damaging processes like reverse osmosis, which can use up to 9 gallons of unpure water to make 1 gallon of purified water. Huh. What do you think about that water?
I think it would be a lot better if they didn't put it in plastic packaging. Because I'm getting a sweetness, but then I'm getting plastic.
I have to agree with you there. I'm looking for the actual information about the water. There's lots of information here about zero trace radiation detected, FDA approved, but it doesn't actually have the water info on their website, so... Come on, Gelson.
There's not a ton to say about it because it's like every other natural spring water that's been ruined by plastic packaging that we've had on this podcast.
Yeah.
It is like, oh, what are you...
What were you saying?
It's like, I don't know. It tastes sweet and then plasticky.
Did you want to talk about Axel some more or you want to podcast about the water?
Well, we'll podcast about the water. I just wanted to say, I'm looking over and he's coughing up sand. I'm not sure why he started eating sand. okay.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what about your bottle cap rating?
I don't know. It just tastes the same as every other water that's ruined by the packaging. Like 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's smooth. It tastes good. It's a nice water. I agree with you. Doesn't need to be in the plastic. I wish they had some more information about the TDS. I guess there isn't really much going on in this water. I'm going to rate it 4 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right, nice. So we agree.
Yep.
All right, so we've got two much better waters that are coming up as well. So that's good.
Should we move into this Castle Rock one next? And then we'll save the sparkling for last?
Yeah.
So this is premium mountain spring water. It's in a 1 liter glass bottle. It's Castle Rock water since 1889. Freshly sourced from Shasta Springs. From the glacier to the glass. Castle Rock water consistently places in the top 5 best tasting waters in the world. Mm-hmm. Bottled at the source, Dunsmuir, California. And it says, for water quality information, go to castlerockwater.com. So I'm going to do that, James, while you crack it open.
I want to see who's rating the top 5 best tasting waters in the world. Because, one, I think that's very subjective.
Well, and James, I have a little bit of information for you on that front as well. friend of the show, Milan Patel, mm-hmm. water sommelier, is a judge in the international water tasting.
Really?
So he's going to be one of the ones doing the tasting. I don't know if specifically any of the tastings for this specific water, but he's world-renowned and recognized as an expert water sommelier, and he's one of the ones that does the judging.
Yeah, they say best tasting waters of the world. So I'm guessing that that's a that's the title of a judging competition for this. But I mean, that seems very subjective, if you ask me. But I mean, we'll crack it open and taste it for ourselves. See what we think about it.
Is it sparkling?
No.
No, still.
Not good with my bottle caps today. That's 2 out of 2 that I've dropped so far. All right. You want to try it?
I do. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mmm. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I remember we rated it last time. It's not anything that...
The lure of the mountains. The caves of Mount Shasta are located 3,000 feet and are behind... At 3,000 feet are behind the green moss stone walls shown in the second image. I'm looking at the website. 2 stainless steel doors protect the springs and the spring water that comes flowing out of the stone cracks, also shown. From the carbon dating, we know that the water is at least 100 years to 10,000 years old. And from the oxygen isotopes, we also know that the water comes from 7,000 feet snow and glacier level. 2 pipes lead out of the caves and feed the FDA-certified bottling by gravity. Crowned with eternal snow, Mount Shasta soars to an altitude of 14,162 feet, making it the 5th highest elevation of any peak in the continental USA. The surrounding landscape is blessed with miles of primeval forests, pristine rivers, and cascading waterfalls.
You know what? This water's growing on me. It's, like, I taste the earthiness, I taste what it goes through, but I will say it's not anything that blows you out of the water, like a Hilden Still or a, Sokasani, but, it's really, I think last time I gave it a lesser rating than I probably should have, but, it's pretty good, it's pretty good.
Sir, can you please give me your bottle cap rating?
I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10.
Wow, that's a very high rating, James.
I like it. It's, like, I taste the, earthiness. I taste, like, the different, minerals.
You know what it reminds me of? It really reminds me of a mountain valley water. I think it's very similar to that one.
I can't remember the taste of mountain valley off the top of my head, but, yeah, I don't mind this water at all. Well, I like it.
Good for you with your 8.5. For this gold medal winner at the 24th Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting, I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right. Yeah.
Cool. Good.
Okay. This is the one that I've... this is the water that I'm most excited for. I'm really excited for this soda, too, because it's, well, clear.
And from Turkey.
And from Turkey.
Well, yes. Let's get into Saratoga.
I just wanted to say, before we hop into this, we'll have a photo of it up on our Instagram if you want to go check that out at The Bowls Podcast. Saratoga Sparkling is in a beautiful bottle. It's a really good bottle. I really like it.
It is. It's a blue bottle.
Yeah, and it's, like, nice and long. I enjoy it. I like looking at this bottle. This might go up in my bottle collection.
Should.
Yeah.
Here, why don't you read this and I'll pour this one for us, okay?
The Saratoga Story. In 1872, when Saratoga spring water first began bottling, life was very different than it is today. Horse and carriage were the primary modes of transportation. Alexander Graham Bell was still 4 years away from uttering his famous words to Watson. Edison was 7 years away from chasing away the night. Looking southeast at an... Okay, I guess that's the end of the Saratoga story.
Here, there's a little bit more here about their company mission. Saratoga Springs Water Company is committed to achieving growth and providing customers with the safest, highest quality, and most attractive products in the industry. We will achieve these goals by maintaining our high standards of integrity, listening to and valuing our customers, and by dedicating ourselves to the principles and service of responsibility that we have been upheld by our brand since 1872. Quality. Do things right, have fun, and take pride in our work. Honor our rich heritage by continually striving for excellence. Cool. So let's try it, James. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mmm. Wow. That's sharp.
That is tasty.
It's different.
That is, wow, that is so acidic.
It's almost, it's very acidic and almost has like a sulfury type of taste to it.
Wow.
Definitely, oh, like, man. Alkaline comes through. Oh. And the bubbles are bold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a luxury water. This isn't something that you just, like, drink casually. Yeah, this is something to enjoy. Mm. Yeah, just small sips on this. There's no way you can, like, chug this. Wow. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Do you? Do you?
I like this water a lot, and I have some information here regarding what's in the water.
Huh.
I'm trying to find. Well, it's a giant water report.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to know the TDS of this because that is sharp. Yeah, it's really tasty, really acidic. I'm getting that flavor that you're talking about. Bubbles are definitely there.
So it's only a 73 TDS, pH of 7, hardness of 36.
I'd say the bubbles are, like, on par with Topo Chico's boldness.
It's neutral, slightly hard, carbonation added. 1 milligram nitrate, 11 milligrams of calcium, 2 milligrams magnesium, 7 milligrams sodium, 1 milligram potassium, 5 milligrams silica, that gives it a bit of that smoothness, 26 milligrams bicarbonate, 7 milligrams sulfate, and 10 milligrams chloride. And it's the source is Saratoga Springs in New York.
Yeah, I enjoy this water a lot. I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10. I really like this.
9 out of 10. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's really like
almost
this
a 10 out of 10, which is what I'm giving it, 10 out of 10 bottle caps.
Wow.
It's a perfect score.
You really enjoy this.
I do. I love the bottle. I love the packaging. I like the mission of the company. I like that it's like a luxury brand, but it's also been around forever.
I'm going to let you drink the rest of that then, because I enjoy it, but not a 10 out of 10 enjoyment. Wow. Okay.
So that's the water tastings.
Yeah, so we have one soda tasting.
We do, but before we get into the soda tasting, I wanted to share with you something. And let me find it.
I just... maybe by next episode, potentially, we'll have an axle cam. Maybe not.
Okay, so you guys remember our friend of the show, Martin Rees, Water Sommelier. Yes. So he has a post here on Instagram about hydration, and I thought I'd play it for you, and then we can talk about it, okay?
Okay. I've never heard this before.
There we go. Let me see if I can make this work.
Hello, everybody. Here is Martin, your personal water sommelier, and here are my 5 tips for better hydration. 1. Drink the right amount of water for your body. There is no 8 glasses per day. That is completely nonsense. It depends on your body and on your lifestyle how much water you need to drink. 2. Eat water. Yes, you heard it right. You don't need to drink water. You can actually eat water. A lettuce is made up to 98% out of water. A cucumber, 95% made out of water. So you can hydrate yourself by eating vegetables and fruits. 3. You don't need to hydrate yourself just on water. Every beverage you're consuming will hydrate you. Even coffee, it's made up to 95% of water. It's a myth that coffee dehydrates. 4. I know, life is busy. We're working and working and running around, and sometimes we're forgetting to hydrate. So set yourself a reminder on your watch or on your cell phone that you know that you have to drink water. 5. When you are hungry and you're going to the refrigerator in the middle of the night, it might be that you're dehydrated. You might be not hungry, but your brain thinks you're hungry. So try to drink water first when you're still hungry, then maybe you want to eat the sausage. Conclusion? It's not that hard to stay hydrated. Cheers.
All right.
What do you think about that, James?
Yeah, I mean, what he's saying is true.
Well, shout out to our friend and water sommelier, Martin Reese. Thank you for the wonderful tips on hydration.
I just want to say, cucumbers are super underrated. They're so good for
you. So good. I love myself a cucumber.
They're really good, and they're so good for you. Like, yeah. Shockingly good for you.
Slice them up, sprinkle a little pink Himalayan salt on top of them.
Or just salt, if you're not bougie.
Or some Jacobson's flavored salts. Those are so good.
Yeah.
Or even just a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper.
Uh-huh.
Cucumber. And what about coffee? I thought coffee dehydrated you. Apparently not.
It's a myth. It makes sense. 95% water. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, same with, like, the plant-based milks.
Yeah.
Aren't those really just...
It's a lot of water.
Nut water?
Yeah.
It's just nut water. Or oat water.
Oat water.
Or whatever you drink. Yeah.
On another front, I think within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having another collab episode with Milan Patel. He's been asking about addresses and stuff to ship us some product.
Ooh.
That we can test here on the podcast and get online and do a collab with him. So looking forward to that.
Nice. All right. Do you want to get into the soda tasting now?
I do. Let's crack it open. All right.
We got our little luchador bottle opener here. Oh, that spilled on me.
This is imported from Turkey.
Turkey.
What flavor is it?
Mixed berry. So, I'm not sure what berries they've mixed into this soda. But, let's see.
That's good, thank you.
Alright.
Good carbonation.
That is so sweet.
It's pretty good.
Oh, it's good, but it's
you know what
really
it tastes
sweet.
Like to me?
What?
Like cream soda. Mm. Almost like cotton candy.
Yeah, I get that cream soda flavor that's coming through.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of when we were in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we went to the Coca-Cola store, and we did that tasting of all of the Cokes from all around the world.
Yeah.
This might have been one of them.
I don't know. I don't think this was one of them.
Well, number one, it's not a Coca-Cola product, yeah. So. Mm. Vintage Food Corp.
I can't quite name what the flavor is, but it tastes exactly like something.
Product of Turkey. Well, it's definitely a cool bottle, and it's a good tasting soda.
I can't name it. It's like if you were to mix... like, all the clearly Canadians together,
yeah.
And then pour some cream soda in.
It's a small bottle, 250 milliliters and 90 calories for the 250 milliliters, so it's quite high in sugar.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's a really tasty soda. I would say just tone down on the sugar a little. It's good, though.
I'm going back in for some more of this Saratoga Sparkling, because this one is a 10 out of 10. Top winner.
Yeah. Alright, so do you have any other topics? I heard you said you had some news in the water world.
Well, that's what I wanted to share with you, was the information from Martin, and then also that Milan is, going to be a judge.
Nice.
So we got that going on.
Congrats on that, Milan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite
How about you? You got any other topics?
No, not really. I don't want you guys having to hear my old sick voice much longer anyways, so...
Well, James is on the mend, back from camp.
Yeah.
What's going on for next week with you?
I have 3 days of camp. I have a day, or I'm not... I don't remember what I'm doing on that day, but if, like the first day. Then the second day, I'm going to Disneyland, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for that. And then third day, I'm going to Grand Rapids, which is...
Is that a water park?
I think, yeah, I think that's the one that's next to Knott's Berry Farm. And I've been to that one before, and it's, like, they have some intense rides. There's a place called Old Man Falls, and one of the rides is called Point Break. And it's one of those, like, slides that go, like, vertically.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much. Like, you just...
Like, free-falling.
You just cross your arms and pray.
Well, I have two tips for you.
It's terrifying.
One of them is water-related, and one of them is not. Which one would you like first?
The water-related.
Water-related. When you go to Disneyland, and also to Grand Rapids, please stay hydrated.
Yes.
So take with you your water bottle. I know you've got some good insulated water bottles.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, if you need to refill those, either refill it from a filling station or buy yourself a nice bottle of Perrier or San Pellegrino and pour that in there.
Yeah.
So that's tip number one. You want to know tip number two that's not water related?
Yeah.
Wear lots of sun protection.
Yeah.
It's so hot and the sun is just beating down. And I think something's wrong with the ozone layer and global warming or climate change. So, don't get your skin fried.
Yeah.
Make sure that you reapply.
Uh-huh.
Nothing worse than a bad sunburn.
Yeah, especially on the bottom of your feet.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, do you have anything else?
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners. We appreciate you listening to the show. If you would like to get in touch with the show, James, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can go to Instagram at The Bulls Podcast and you can DM us there. You can go to our email at TheBullsPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
I got stuck there for a while. Man.
How's our TikTok doing?
Terrible. We're
silly. Why don't you put some Axel stuff up on our TikTok?
Maybe. I posted like one video and it was of Boonie and it was me putting like a little Topo Chico bottle cap
on Boonie the bunny, like,
pouring a tiny bit on him, and I got called an animal abuser, so I don't know about that TikTok.
Well, you can't please everybody, James.
Yeah. Oh, he got air.
Yeah, he just went up for air.
Axel just went up for air. So what axolotls, they don't get enough oxygen by just being in the water
from their gills, right? Even though they have crazy cool looking gills.
Uh-huh. So every once in a while they have to come up for air, so we just saw him do that,
and we'll put a picture of him up on the Instagram as well.
Maybe get some videos of him because he's like kind of going crazy today. Yeah, so TikTok thing kind of not going very well, but it's whatever.
You know what would help out the show a lot?
What?
If people would rate and review the show and give us how many stars?
Five would be...
5 stars.
Preferable. If not, I'm gonna fill your house with axolotls, and you're gonna be terrified because they look like aliens.
They do look like aliens.
Yeah.
Especially albino ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they don't even have the little beady eyes or anything. They have red eyes. They're still cute, though.
Well, James, I think we can put a bow on this podcast.
Yeah. Maybe look out for a YouTube channel coming soon, maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe not. Hopefully.
We're going to have to do some research on that.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get an Axel cam. That would be very cool. And I guess without further ado... Until next time. I'm James.
I'm Steve.
This has been...
Bubbles!
Okay.